Good afternoon and welcome to today's Community and Regional Affairs hearing. With me today we have Senator Krukesh, Senator Wagner, and Senator Menard. Please turn off all your cell phones since this meeting is teleconference and recorded. We have two bills on today's schedule, bills previously heard, and we'll consider Senate Bill 154, which is the Natural Gas Conversion Program and Fund, and Senate Bill 122, which is the Real Estate Transfer Fees dealing with title plants. The Senate Bill 154, the committee's first hearing, we heard this on January 24th. Senator Thomas, would you and your aide want to go ahead and just kind of recap it to refresh our memories, and we will look at any discussion that we have and any further questions by members of the committee.
Great. Senator Joe Thomas, District D. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Senate Bill 154 is an act creating a low-interest loan program for homeowners to convert their homes to natural gas-fired heating and creating the Natural Gas Home Heating Conversion Loan Fund. The bill creates a low-interest loan program for Alaskan families to replace their old, expensive oil, coal, or wood home heating appliances with natural gas appliances. Senate Bill 154 will give families the ability to plan ahead for low-cost energy, knowing that when they do get access to gas in their neighborhoods or communities, they will be able to afford to use it. Additionally, we'll be able to begin preparing a larger market for own in-state use of gas. And we did have a discussion just the other day with Fairbanks Natural Gas, and there was also some questions here regarding the concept of the 12,000 homes, and that was it could be a combination of homes, businesses, or whatever. It was just amount that was required to offset for the purposes of PM2.5 mitigation. And we did discuss with them the number of homes that they anticipate hooking up just in the Fairbanks area in relatively near future. And we came up with a number of in excess of 2,000 that are within reaching easy reach of the existing system, just a matter of running a little more pipe here and there around town, mostly is what it amounts to, the west side of Fairbanks and the eastern side of Fairbanks. This home heating change mechanism will create a more robust gas distribution system in Kenai, Anchorage, and the Mat-Su areas where gas is currently distributed. Senate Bill 154 will also help to prep our community back home in Fairbanks for delivery of natural gas either by pipeline or a trucking project like the one proposed by Golden Valley and Flint Hills Refinery. Fairbanks is currently studying the options and economics of an expanded gas distribution system for money that was appropriated last year. Beyond that, the current 1,100 customers, so it easily could be 3,500 or more in a relatively short period of time. By implementing Senate Bill 154 and establishing the Natural Gas Home Heating Conversion Loan Fund, upgrading to cleaner, cheaper gas will become affordable for more families, making the gas delivery project much more economic. With heavier use of gas, the Fairbanks community will also be able to get a handle on our air quality problem. We did talk about that before, and I mentioned that again here just recently, or just now, anyhow, the 1,200 homes that are actually operating on oil or wood, and gas would be a tremendous savings for them, as well as have a large step towards solving the air quality problem in Fairbanks, which is not only a problem just for that, it's a problem with the military bases, obviously, as well. Also spark our economy, create local jobs for across the state, and keep more money circulating in Alaska instead of being spent on energy costs. Would you join me in Senate in supporting Senate Bill 154? And my staff, Greer Hopkins, has just a couple other additional comments to make, and then we'll be available for any questions you may have.
Mr. Hopkins, identify yourself for the record. And go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Greer Hopkins, staff to Senator Joe Thomas, and made a number of statements last week, and if there's any questions from the committee, I'd be more than happy to assist in answering those.
Does the committee have any questions of these, for the bill sponsor or his aide? One of the things I have is, what are the plans for extending some of the services that this would allow in the greater Fairbanks area within the North Star Borough?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like I said, we talked to Fairbanks Natural Gas, and that, of course, is the main person that is distributing gas now. Of course, both Golden Valley and Flint Hills, in their basic partnership that they put together, are looking at not only purchasing gas on the North Slope and moving it into Fairbanks for their use, but also they would pass that gas through to a purchaser, and that was part of that's why the storage bill is important as well, which is a separate bill, but anyhow, they would make that gas available, so they're prepared to do that. They would not become a distributor of gas, although they've considered that somewhat in the North Pole area, but they are not looking to be probably a major distributor, but they would make gas available at their price, which would be a fairly reasonable cost to anybody, and that would be a great advantage for Fairbanks Natural Gas if they could partner with them on that facility, as well as obviously they would be the distributor because they have already have the in hand the permit and to do that. So we expect that this would be to have a tremendous impact in Fairbanks, and they've already studied the distribution themselves, but the borough's new contract that they let through Fedco is another look at it through maybe a pair of eyes that is not somebody that is actually a business that's dependent on that distribution system.
Does that mean there's going to be a higher tax to the North Star Borough residents that are there because of the infrastructure that needs to be built?
No, should not impact that at all. Yes.
Senator Thomas.
Wagner.
I keep thinking that. I look on the reader board, I only think it's Thomas Wagner.
I just wanted to make a statement. You know, this isn't just affect Fairbanks. This could affect areas such as Homer.
Sure.
It's getting ready to hopefully get a gas line in there if we can work out all the logistics of it and the financing of it. We have a lot of areas in the peninsula. Everybody thinks, oh, you guys in the peninsula, you all got natural gas. We got a lot of people down there still on home heating oil and wood and coal. So this, wherever we got gas availability, this would be a very beneficial bone to the people that had a hookup.
So you're saying your constituents are in favor of it?
I don't know about my constituents, but I am.
Are you? There's a pretty healthy fiscal note that goes along with it, so we need to make sure we have answers for that as well.
But it comes back over a period of years.
It does? How?
It's a loan, not a grant.
Yeah, 1%?
No, not 1%.
Well, yes, through the chair, it is a 1% loan, but it is repayable over a 10-year period of time, 50%.
1% interest loan, but 1% the principal pays back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. No further questions by members of the committee? Yeah.
I don't have any.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to
motion. I'm sure. We go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we move Senate Bill 154 out of committee to next committee referral with attached fiscal note and individual recommendation.
Any objection? No objection. This bill moves from committee.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Back on the record, call the committee back to order. Next bill, we have Senate Bill 122, was first heard on January 25th. There is a committee substitute. Mm-hmm. My staff will go ahead and introduce the committee substitute as version B, and you should have a copy of it in your packet. And then after we present it, then we'll go ahead and move to adopt it. But go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Identify yourself for the record and go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm David Scott, staff to Senator Olson, and committee aide to the CNRA committee. The CS in front of you, version B, it's the difference between the original bill and this CS is the section one of the original bill is removed. And the old section two in the bill is now section one in this bill. That is the difference.
Kukish.
To refresh my memory, what was in section one?
In old section one was to require title plants to maintain records up to 50 years.
Okay, got it. I remember that.
Is that all you had to present? Actually,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move that we adopt the CS for Senate Bill number 122, Community and Regional Affairs /back B.
Any objection to adopting?
I'll object for discussion purposes.
Sure. Senator Thomas. Senator Wagner. Senator Thomas Wagner.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my understanding from both parties that this is agreeable as from the previous bill we had in front of us. Is that your understanding?
Mr. Scott?
Has all of the agreement been worked out?
Pardon me, Mr. Chairman. I didn't hear the question. Can you repeat that, Senator?
It's my understanding that this is acceptable to both parties that were here testifying previously.
Through the chair, Senator Wagner, that's correct. And also the staff to the Labor and Commerce Committee, whose bill this is here, and if he needs to refresh your memory on the, what is now Section 1 in Version B, he's available.
Thank you. I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
With that, the committee substitute Version B has been adopted. Is there any public comment on the committee substitute? Any more committee discussions on the committee substitute? If not, Senator Egan's staff, would you like to just come on up here and just say a few comments and on the new version that's here and on the bill in general?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Dana Owen. I'm an aide to Senator Egan and staff to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. We are in support of the committee substitute. We thank you for your hard work on this, and I especially want to thank Dave Scott, your staffer, for conferring closely with us on this bill. I guess there really isn't a whole lot more to say about it, except that we believe very strongly that the bill you have now in front of you is good public policy, and we'd like to see it moved on.
Okay, if you'll hold your position, we have one person for that wants to go and testify on the bill, and so if you have any questions, I'd like you to keep that, and maybe Mr. Scott available as well. We have one person wants to go ahead and testify, Raymond Davis. Mr. Davis, are you on, sir?
Yes, I am, sir. In view of the contents of the substitute bill, I don't have any comments. We support the substitute. I would speak in favor of the substitute bill. So.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Davis. If that's it, well, thank you very much for coming out this morning or this afternoon, all the way from Seattle.
Thank you.
With that, any closing comments by either the bill sponsor or by the committee substitute?
Not from me, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, what's the will of the committee? Very good. Let's move it out.
Pass this bill.
Senator Wagner.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move CS for Senate Bill number 122/B with individual recommendations, and is there a fiscal note? I don't think there's any fiscal note attached, is there?
No.
And move it to the next committee of referral.
Any objection to this moving out of committee? With that, moves out.